producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Radio program on anywhere in the country this morning, other than the news stations that are delivering the news, the 24-hour news stations. But as far as entertainment and information is concerned, this is it. That's why we expand as much as we do on holidays, where a lot of people are listening to this program. And you're not really hearing what the real soul and sustenance is of the program, because there are a lot of other people that are normally here, but they opt out on holidays. Kenny's nice enough to be here. Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So all of us are here to wish you a happy new year. The movies, Peter and I were just talking about the year about how the movies this past year haven't been anything great. There were some good ones. I love going to the movies. I enjoy just maybe the freshness or something about it, that it's the experience of sitting in the chairs. And maybe I go a lot by myself when I'm here in California. But when I'm not, when I'm on the East Coast, I enjoy this marvelous, miraculous company that I'm able to keep. And so sometimes the movie means more. But people have laughed at me over the years, or some people have thrown things at me because I tell the story about how easy it is to go from one theater to another and check all the movies out. You pay for one, you go in and you wander around and see what else there is. It's harder to do that now because all the theaters have been rebuilt and you have to have reserved seating. And most of the time, it's kind of like getting on an airplane. The seats are all full, even if the movie is not really very good. That wasn't the case yesterday. There were not many people in the theater. So I went in. I bought a ticket to see Sisters. I think it was 4 o'clock. I went in, or a little after 4. And I lasted about 40 minutes. It was an awful, you talk about, and the two of them ought to be ashamed of themselves. They're just cashing in on their notoriety, and they're normally great. I love Tina Fey. I'm not that big a fan of Amy Poehler, but the two of them are great friends. They've done a lot of stuff together. They work well together. So they do this movie called Sisters, and it's just stupid. And it isn't, it's not funny. It's just dull. Ugh. Awful. So at 40 or 45 minutes in, I leave. And I go to the movie that Mark Wahlberg is in with that other character, the comedian. What's his name? Will Ferrell. Awful. Worse than awful. Daddy's Home. A stupid premise. Ferrell acts like somebody's got stuck a corn cob up his butt. It's just not funny. There's nothing about it. It's kind of almost mean-spirited. Awful. So then I've spent 40 minutes in there, didn't like it. I walked into where the Hungry Eight or the Hateful Eight or whatever it was. What's it called? The Tarantino movie.
Hateful Eight?
Now, I've never been to a Tarantino movie in my life. Never, 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 because I'm just not interested in that violence. But it was the beginning of the movie. I stuck my head in and they were in the stagecoach going through the snowstorm. Those of you who have seen it, it's a very popular movie, which makes me wonder why it is that something that violent is, or any of the Tarantino movies are that popular, but they are. The photography was interesting, story kind of interesting, but when it got to the brutal stuff, setting up the character, Samuel L. Jackson is always good as far as I'm concerned, and I kind of like Kurt Russell, and there are some other well-known characters. Michael Madsen's in the movie, people that you recognize when you see them, because they're pretty much in this. Like John Wayne used to have a stable of actors that were in all of his movies. Tarantino has basically the same people coming back. Samuel Jackson's been pretty much in every Quentin Tarantino movie, hasn't he? Or most of them. Kenny, I think.
He's been in a bunch of them.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the murder and the mayhem and the blood and God. So those movies all suck as far as I'm concerned. But I did do a Star Wars, a great experience. Not any better or worse than any other Star Wars movie. It's just what you expect. You go to the movies and want to see a Star Wars movie, it's a great movie. Why don't you stay home and read a book? I got an idea. A couple of new books have come to my attention that I thought I would pass along to you. And these are, because I'm a business person, I read books about relationships. I read books about how to. I try to bring some of this stuff to our staff meetings, Kenny, when we have them. I have people that advise me on content and how to deal with various things. And sometimes I learn something from them. Sometimes I don't. But if you're an independent operator like I am, this business that I have that creates these four radio programs is a little production company. And I have the same issues with my business. If you have a business of your own, you got the same issues, how to find enough money to pay all the people, how to find good people, how to build networking, that sort of thing. So there's a book called Strategic Relationships at Work by a lady named Wendy Murphy that I would recommend for producers looking to better understand how to build a peer advisory network of mentors and partners. That's one of the things hardest to do, especially in the radio business, find anybody to do any mentoring, because there are no farm teams. There's no farm stations anymore. If you don't sound like you're Ryan Seacrest or Rush Limbaugh or somebody like that when you first go on the air, no matter what your age, forget it. Nobody wants you. So maybe that's something that would be good for you to understand strategic relationships. Another book called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. Most of us are stretched too thin. We stay very busy. But how productive are we? Think about that, Kenny, with the hours that you spend putting together the information, producing what we need to do on this program. Do you feel all of it is productive, or is some of it just busy work that sort of feeds into the system because it's the way we do it? Honestly.
I feel like some of it is busy work, but not in the way you described it. I feel like it's kind of necessary things to be able to get to the other stuff that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in terms of how we do more with less, that's what we've heard for years and years and years. Look at the radio business, if no other business. I mean, every year, the people that own some of these big companies say, well, we've cut it to the bone. And then the next year, more people get fired. So what's running? I'm wondering how many robots are running radio stations around the country. And many of you have found the same approach, and you've focused on it because it's tough. And the economy, I think that we have, I think 2016 is going to be a good year for the, I think 2016 is going to be a great, astrologically, it's going to be a super year. It starts out well and does well for most people. There's still a lot of problems in the world. But after the election, I think we're going to have a correction in our country again. I think every 8 years there's a correction, and I think it's going to come. And it may even, some people may say it's artificially propped up now because the election is coming and everybody's making it look good so that people can get reelected. I think there'll be a lot of people thrown out on their butt this year, and I think appropriately so. But anyway, after that, I think you're going to see a sort of a downturn. And it'll be caused in part. If you haven't seen the movie, I was talking about movies that I didn't like. What I did see this past week that I did like was The Big Short. Very good movie about how the banks and the real estate people screwed around with people from 2005 to 2008. And what the result was, we all know. So now, you may or may not have heard me talk about this. Nobody is talking about this. I feel like the Lone Ranger, like I did 4 or 5 years ago when I started talking about helmets, football helmets and football injuries and stuff. And then it became part of the national discussion. Well, the same thing is going to happen, I believe, with regard to the economy. The banks are now lending money again, pretty much the same way that they did in early, 2001, 2, 3, 4 in there. When anybody get a mortgage, you had a pulse. You got a credit score of 600, swell. Put 3,000 down, or 3% down, great. Get the, it used to be 10%, right? And you had to have a credit score of in the high sixes anyway, to low sevens in order to get a money, the money at a good interest rate. Nah, not now. So these mortgages are starting all over again. Let's see what happens to that. All right? Aye. All right, so anyway, I was giving you an idea. There's another book called Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business by Gino Wickman. Centers on the entrepreneurial operating systems. There are a lot of companies around the world that are small. And the traction that we need, you need to learn from others. This is what I was talking about, mentoring. That's what the books are kind of all about, mentoring. And you get them all on Amazon. Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High. Having the adult conversation, whether it be in your personal life or whether it be business, it's tough for people sometimes to tell it like it is. Well, you have the hard call, a hard conversation with somebody about how to fix, we need to fix this problem, and you need to deal with it directly. You can be respectful but firm. It's hard to do that, though, isn't it? In relationships and in the main, Kenny, it's hard to have those conversations sometimes without getting snippy or without feeling guilty or whatever it is. But sometimes you just have to, you got to have the adult conversation. Anyway, speaking of adult conversations, I would like to bring your attention to a product that, as we enter the new year, this will be, I predict, again, another huge seller in our country because more and more people are answering the call or understanding the rallying call about your blood pressure. More and more people, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on my staff here will tell you that more and more people, he's a cardiologist in Florida, the risk of having a stroke, getting heart disease, cardiovascular disease, my God, the problems that people are having because of their blood pressure can be alleviated by oxygen delivery, the improved blood flow that comes from using super beets, the nitrates in super beets. Beets are loaded with nitric oxide. So these folks at Super Beets have cleverly figured out how to make a powder out of non-GMO beets that are grown specifically by them and for them. So they take the beets, they powder them. You can take the powder from the canister, put it in a glass of water, mix it up, drink it, and you get amazing energy. You can feel your system over about a 15-20 minute period come alive. Well, not only is that terrific, but they have a product that basically is a capsule, the nitric oxide capsule called Neo 40, which you can take in the morning when you get up or whenever you need to have a quick pick-me-up. This capsule does it. I take mine in the morning as I get started to do the program. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink those monster drinks that are loaded with caffeine. Never liked caffeine. Never have used it. But I'll tell you something. This really gets to work. You put the capsule in your mouth, it dissolves instantly and is absorbed quickly into your system. So the nitric oxide regulates your cardiovascular system, signals your blood vessels to relax and open up, and promote healthy circulation and improved blood flow and oxygen delivery. That's what the magic is of these two products from Neogenis. So if you're ready to meet the new year with new qualifications, make sure that whether you have high blood pressure or not, this keeps it where it is if it's good. 800-655-4183. Make your New Year's resolution to make your blood circulation get to your muscles, your brain, all of the organs in your body by using the Super Beets product. Neo 40, buy two boxes of that. You get free 30-day supply of Super Beets. Free book on nitric oxide, the saliva testing strip so you know how much nitric oxide in your system. 800-655-4183. Can't recommend this enough. Super Beets, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Yeah. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Gentlemen, before Kenny, do you know who she is? Have you heard about her?
No, I've never heard of her.
Actually, if you go to her website, she is very aggressively. She reminds me a little of Taylor Swift in that she's spreading the word about herself. She seems to have some keys to creativity. I think that if Jennifer were here, we'd probably dig out a little bit more about her. She's connected to Oprah in some way, shape, or form, but she's done some things this past year that were really cool with regard to her own family and helping people that are in need. She posted a comment on her Twitter page, what happens when generous strangers unite, people bringing hope. She's been giving a lot of her money, apparently, that she's been making to help various causes in her hometown. Anyway, I like the way what I read about her. Yeah, we're always trying to find somebody new or new ideas about people, and I like to kind of shine the spotlight on people that we don't really know or things that we don't really know, people that are doing good things, and she just seems to have that aura about her. Much that I used the Taylor Swift as an example of that. She reminds me a little bit of Taylor Swift in that
Taylor started when she was, what, 18, I think, or was she even younger than that, 16, doing things. And
yeah,
she's been,
she was younger.
Quite a model, I think. We have a story today at DougStefan.com about Taylor Swift and her world tour. The good news for her is it grossed $250 million. That's a good way to start the new year, right?
Yeah.
Her tour grossed $70 million more than the tour that she did before. And it was the other tours that did in a lot of inordinate amount of business this year. AC/DC's Rock or Bust World Tour brought in $180 million. One Direction, U2, the Foo Fighters were among the top five tours. So she's on top of the popularity list and the money list. Number two, AC/DC. Number three, U2. Number four, the Foo Fighters. One Direction was three, U2 four. Foo Fighters. I didn't realize the Foo Fighters were anywhere near that popular. They must put on a heck of a concert.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been to one of their concerts?
I was lucky enough to see them six, 7 years ago. They opened when the Police did their big reunion tour.
Yeah. There were a lot of people on her tour that came just to say hello. So you could go to one of her concerts and you'd see somebody like Mick Jagger come on stage, or Julia Roberts, or Kobe Bryant when she was here in L.A., Heidi Klum. The average ticket price for her tour, what do you think it is? Well, you know because you saw the story.
Yeah.
$110 on average.
Wow.
And here's another thing. This guy, Kevin Hart, is all over the place. I don't get him at all. He brought $82 million in his tour last year. Woof. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As we celebrate the season of giving, I'd like to share a story about how one charity's efforts to practice the Golden Rule were severely tested by an ill-advised lawsuit. A Florida soup kitchen called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals to the homeless for years. Then one day, the charity was served with a lawsuit. The reason? A business named Love Your Neighbor claimed its potential customers might be confused if the charity continued to operate with a similar-sounding name. You heard that right. Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. The charity was forced to defend itself in federal court during months of litigation. Fortunately, the charity eventually won. Yet because of all the money it had to spend, it was anything but a heavenly ending. The founder of the charity told me that the money it had to spend on lawyers could have provided meals to 40,000 people. Let's be fair. America would be much better off if we all focused more on the Golden Rule and less on using court rules to sue each other so often. Learn more. Visit our website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get going.
Let's get going as we introduce you to the new year, January 1st, 2016. I've done this on the air. I think I've been on. This is my, let me think here, how many years? This might be my 52nd year as a broadcaster. I started very young. And I've been on the air, I think, almost every January, every new year since I started being on the radio, Kenny. Thinking back a couple of years. It was the, I think it was how I got started doing holiday programs. Somehow or other, I got assigned early on to be on New Year's Eve or something. I can remember the last day I was on KBC here in Los Angeles was New Year's Eve, 1996. So it would have been into January 1st, 1997. I was the last voice of the old crew before the new crew came in. My last night, I can remember talking to the audience. The boss trusted me. He'd fired everybody else. When they got off their shift, they'd come into the office, clean out your desk, see you later, you're gone. Because it was when, who was it, ABC was bought by Disney. Yeah, Cap Cities had owned it. Disney bought it. And they fired everybody. They brought in people who didn't know anything about radio. They still for proving that. Anyway, they know a lot about making movies and television, that's for sure. But they don't know anything about radio. Anyway, so the guy said to me about a month before I was all done, he said, I trust you. You're not going to embarrass us, and it's not going to be a swan song. So I'm telling you right now, your last night's going to be New Year's Eve. And so I said, okay. And he never said anything else to me. But I knew what I had to do was introduce a fellow who had been on KFI here in Los Angeles. They called him Mr. KFI. And then he went to KBC, and he was known as Mr. KBC. but I remember having a tear in my eye. That was a great radio station. Man, did we have some great people at that station at the time. Dennis Prager was on, Larry Elder. Michael Jackson was like, I pinched myself when I went into that station every day because it was just a great, great crew. Anyway, so I remember that night, especially New Year's Eve of that year. But I know I've been on, and so I've become very reflective. As you know, if you listen to this program with any regularity, I'm pretty reflective, not on a day-to-day basis, but I like to have us think a little bit more deeply about some of the things that affect all of our lives. And as I look at the headlines every day, I think to myself, you know, half of this stuff doesn't affect us at all. What celebrities do with their wives. It may be interesting, to read about them, but how does it affect you? Who cares how the stars are celebrating New Year's? I don't care. It's interesting, but it doesn't affect my life. Doesn't give me a reason for being or a purpose for being here. I'll tell you what one story today I think affects me and affects all of us. If you've had any trouble listening to this program this morning, we are satellite fed. The voice that you hear of mine and Kenny's and Peter's goes into a microphone, down a cable, into a box that's connected via the internet or digital transference to our main studio in Washington. From there, it is sent to what they call a tower farm, and some people refer to it as just a satellite farm up in Staten Island. And so the signal goes to those big dishes. The big dishes push our voices and whatever we're doing here up into the air, into a satellite that's about 20,000 miles above the surface of the planet. These are the audio deliverance satellites, are the highest ones up. And then the satellite takes what is sent up to it and distributes it back down again so that people in individual radio stations who have these dishes can absorb the sound, and then it comes through their control booth and is mixed in some way, shape, or form, and then sent out to their transmitter, which puts it on an antenna, which delivers it from the antenna to the antenna of your car or in your house, and it comes into the radio, goes through a bunch of diodes and gongos and gonads or whatever it goes through, and it comes out of the speaker in 1/8 of a second. How do you like that? 1/8 of a second. That whole thing takes place in 1/8 of a second. So I think about this and the marvel of what we have here and how we do things, and I wonder, how can this be improved upon? How can technology get any better? And yet look around and you see all the things that seem to be in some cases making our lives better. Sometimes they're more frustrating, whatever it is. But I reflect on this stuff. And as I think about this past year, I have become, because of some of the things going on in my work and my personal life, I'm telling you this because all of us have the same things going on in our lives. And it may be that as you've reflected in the past, maybe you lost your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your child in some way, shape, or form. So you become very reflective at this time of year. And that's a good thing. Don't let yourself be distracted from that thought, especially today when most people are not working. Think about what these people have meant to you, what you've learned about them and from them, and then think about the answers that you seek now in your own life. Don't be frustrated. Don't quit. Learn, grow, continue. Find something meaningful that you can embrace. Learn more every day. Take pleasure in how you are evolving. This will be a good year, I think, in many respects. Still going to be tough politically and internationally, but I think there are a lot of things that are going on in the individual lives of all of us that will come from introspection. And I know it sounds like a lot of work. It really isn't. It really isn't. And it ought to be a never-ending aspect of your life that allows you to live longer and happier. Live long and prosper. Who said that, Kenny? Live long.
Spock.
Spock said that. Who passed away in the last year. That's kind of appropriate. Okay. The Doug Steffen Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, filled with a lot of good New Year's material. What do you have, Kenny?
Well, one of the things that we asked was how you were spending New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcia said that she was staying home, watching TV, going to bed early. She says, midnight comes, whether I'm awake or asleep, and I have a big bowl game to watch on Friday.
Game, the Rose Bowl game is today. That's
yes.
Right. Yeah. All right, so the big stuff there. Okay, so she's watching the Rose Bowl game. How many women, the NFL will tell you that more and more women are watching their games on TV and listening to them on the radio. You think that's true?
Oh, yeah.
More and more women are. You think it is?
Does your wife like
sure football?
More than I do.
Yeah. You're with me, I think, on that one. All right, what else have we got from some of our friendly listeners who are nice enough to be exchanging with us on New Year's Day?
Randy and Luella both posted that they were going to see Star Wars last night.
Mm-hmm. Good. Hope they enjoyed it. It's a good movie.
Linda said she was going to try and stay awake until midnight for the countdown.
Yeah, didn't work for me. Didn't, you were awake, though, because you were working. What was there? Yeah. Was there anything different? Did we miss anything? I haven't even talked about that. What was it? Just the same old everyday stuff, except 6,000 police were surrounding where the crowds were, and lots of people spent hundreds of dollars to sit in the restaurants that are near Times Square to stay warm. What else happened? Anything?
And there were about a million people in Times Square.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
good for that.
And I noticed at one point, as it was getting close to midnight Pacific, Ryan Seacrest mentioned that it was 45 degrees there.
Yeah.
And it was 39 degrees here. Wow.
It's been chilly. Been chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been chilly here. All right, what else?
Heather said she was getting pizza with her mom and child. She said, to us, being together is special.
Yeah, it is special. Being with people you care about is very, very special. What else?
Jake said he was working. Susan said she was staying home. It's much safer and she doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
John says he was driving for Uber.
Oh, good for him. Getting double time or whatever it is. They get more money on the holidays when they work for Uber, which is only appropriate.
Yeah, the Uber surge.
Yeah.
And Tom says, New Year's is no longer anything special, just another day on the calendar. Mm. It's the start of another year with a clean slate, but that seems to end, and it's back to normal within a week.
Well, let's not hold that thought. Let's think that it's going to be different this year. If enough of us hold that thought, because thoughts are things, then you're going to be in better shape. That would be my response to that, sir. Thank you for your comments and the many more that are coming in. Help yourself. It's facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. All right, quick 2020, a little late for the 2020 News Quiz question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and you can call us at 888-302-3684 to win the new book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by Maria Francesca Trilogy. Life is Good When You Do the Work. Great lessons in this book. Here's the question. A famous man is being required to produce his wife to give a deposition in the case against him. So, in essence, she has to testify against him. He has been in the news. She has not necessarily. What is her name? Let's see if we can work this one over here. 888-302-3684. What's the name of the wife who's been ordered to give a a deposition in the case against her husband, who is going to have to go on Monday to court to talk about what her husband did or didn't do or what she knew or didn't know? Who is that person? 888-302-3684. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for everyone in your family during Kohl's 25% off Nike sale. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. But hurry, Kohl's 25% off Nike sale ends Saturday. Shop now, online, and in store. Make your move. Kohl's. Select styles, promotional offers, and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
This New Year, it's time to play music. Come in.
Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better
here we have your Happy New Year, 46 and change at the hour, Friday the 1st of January. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Text, tell us who it is that's going to be giving a deposition in the case against her husband.
That would be Mrs. Bill Cosby. And if you want her first name, you're going to have to find somebody else.
Is that so? All right, hold on a second. I'll take care of you. Terry, what's Mrs. Cosby's first name?
Camille
Cosby. You are correct. Yeah, Camille Cosby has been ordered to give a deposition in the case against her husband. Stories at DougSteffen.com. So I'm going to give you both a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. What'd you do for New Year's, Terry?
We actually just stayed home.
You did? Where are you? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Desert Hot Springs, California.
Okay, that's good.
That's near Palm Springs.
Yeah, near Palm Springs, KPSI radio station that may be the most, it's one of the two or three stations that's carried this program the longest. All right, hold on a second, Terry. Tex, what'd you do for New Year's Eve? Any special items going on with you and your family?
Not really. I'm just laying here waiting to die patiently of COPD.
Oh, you do? Well, wait patiently for treatment, you mean? Or how, what is
going on? Oh, I know. They've been treating me for 10 or 12 years. I should have been dead 10 or 12 years ago, apparently.
So you're waiting patiently to die? Is that what you're telling us?
I'm laying here dying of COPD.
All right. Well, hold on a second. We'll make your life a little brighter. Read this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, and it may turn your life around a little bit. Thank you. Happy New Year to both of you. I was earlier talking about this young lady, and I didn't miss the track, but I didn't give you enough information. If you've not heard of the singer Caitlin Crosby, she's a young singer, songwriter, who is becoming more and more popular. She's getting a little bit more money. As a matter of fact, she writes about that, Kenny, in one of her songs. And so she became, I guess, not superstitious, but she took a hotel key that she had success in a city. And I don't know which city it was. I'm not sure whether it was New York. I think she lives in L.A., but not important where the city was. She took the hotel key from her first important gig, and she was wearing it on a chain around her neck in New York. And she met a couple. She asked a locksmith in 2008 to engrave this key with some inspirational words on it, and she wore the key as a necklace, and she thinks that it's brought her good luck. A lot of people have taken interest in it. So one day she was walking around in Hollywood, she met a couple of people who were homeless, and she felt she was more, she was better off, so she asked them to go to dinner. She took them to a Denny's, and they were remarking about her key, the jewelry, you know, that this woman said, I like making jewelry, and your key is very interesting. So Cosby decided that this was an idea for a business. She had enough money for them to, she hired them and had them work on these keys. She now has a company called The Giving Keys with 20 employees. All of them were people that are transitioning from the street. Isn't that a great story? That's a happy New Year story for you. 21, I'm sorry, 51 yeah. After the hour.
Yes,
Survivalist Housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I have a plan.
You've got a plan.
Yes.
First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago.
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga
chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. What I remember about this movie is that there was a lot of pop music that was a part to the theme Guardians of the Galaxy, right, Chucker? Right?
It had a really cool old-fashioned soundtrack.
Good right, movie. Yeah. This is old-fashioned? Oy. Blue Swede, Hooked on a Feeling, one of the tunes that was in Guardians of the Galaxy, which was the top-grossing movie of 2014. I'm sure Star Wars is going to come in as the top-grossing movie of 2015. Nope. Couldn't argue on that one, right, Chucker?
I mean, there were two huge films in 2015. First was Jurassic World, which nobody expected to do the type of business it did, and then The Force Awakens, which pretty much everybody expected it to do incredible. But it's even surpassed those expectations.
So we're going to see another Jurassic Park movie and another Star Wars movie as soon as they can put it together, I'm going to guess, right?
Well, the plan for Star Wars, they're going to do a Star Wars film every year.
Yeah.
There'll be a sequel to this, The Force Awakens, I believe, in 2 years, but there'll be a spin-off film released every year.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, they got that. They're going to go full-blown with that franchise. In terms of Jurassic World, there's going to be two more in this current trilogy, I believe 2017 and probably 2019 or 20. We'll see more Jurassic Park. Yeah.
All right, so in a moment, you can give us your. I was telling you off the air about the three movies I saw yesterday. They were awful, bits and pieces of them, because I'm enthusiastic. I love going to the movies. I want to enthusiastically support movies. Star Wars was, I mean, I didn't think it was good or bad. I just thought it was another Star Wars movie, and they're fun to go to. But I saw sisters.
Well, I'll give you an example. My daughter wanted to watch all the Star Wars films. I have a projector in my office, and we watched the original trilogy, which I loved. And then in the last few days, we watched George Lucas's prequels.
Yeah.
And they're not awful, but they're not good. Yeah. And The Force Awakens is superior in every way to what George Lucas did in those prequels.
Yeah, I must admit, as I think back to them, they weren't, I don't know what there was about it. They were slower, or the stories were heavier. I don't know, but they weren't the same.
There's not much story. I mean, we watched Attack of the Clones, and I got to say that it's hard to believe George Lucas is the same guy who got credit for the original trilogy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like it was done by a good filmmaker.
He also made billions of dollars.
He did.
thanks to his ability. All right. In a moment, we'll talk about what's trending for the new year. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments here on Good Day.
You don't have to throw in the towel on your exercise routine for the holidays. Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis says 'tis the season to be sneaky.
Sneak in the activity whenever you can. Take the stairs, walk around the block a few times at lunch, and if you have holiday plans in the evening, get moving in the morning.
Need a gift idea for the fitness buffs on your list? Why not give the gift of motivation with the perfect workout headset?
The durable LG Tone Active headset rests around the neck with retractable earbuds. It works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, so whether you're on Team iPhone or Team Android, you'll always be connected.
And don't let a cold spoil your holiday fun.
I'm a second-generation fan of Coldy's Cold Remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of the common cold by almost half.
And Laura's go-to for aches and pains that can come from decking the halls?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
You know, Chuck, just as a point of reference, I was looking back. The big movie for this time of year, 1995, was Dead Man Walking, that Tim Robbins film. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Susan Sarandon, right?
Yeah, Well, she was his squeeze at the time.
That was a big film, really?
It was. Yeah, it was a big film.
Wow.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen in the new year?
In terms of movies, I just think the trend will be consistently the same. The bigger, more explosive, bigger screen movie will continue to be the trend, and the smaller character-driven stuff will be more limited released, more on demand. I actually said this to somebody the other day. I think the Oscars and the telecast and the overall prestige of the Oscar is going to get less and less important and more marginalized as we go on throughout the next 10 years. See, I do, because the industry really only cares about the big film that they could sell overseas and put it on the big screen and sell it in 3D, which the majority of moviegoers now do not want.
Yeah,
I think the industry is going to change, maybe not for the better.
Yeah. All right. Predictions for the year. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day. Happy New Year.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.